1039 The Boot, we have fun answering the phone. You never know who could be on the other end. Good morning. Who's this?
It's John Rich, man. It's Randolph Price.
It's too early. Have you been drinking?
Not this morning. How about you?
Not yet, although I tell you, I walked into the studio this morning and I had a Santa Claus had been here, UPS or whoever, yes, dropped off this package from John Rich.
And I said, now, who's your buddy?
Yeah, Johnny. Knew what was in. I said, boy, you know, I hear you do on Christmas morning. You grab the package and you start shaking it. You go, don't shake it too much, Randy. And I said, this is pretty heavy. Yeah, I think, right, I know what's in there. Yeah, John Rich's creation, Redneck Riviera Whiskey.
Big bottle of Redneck Riviera, American blended whiskey in the state of Florida. How exciting is that?
That is great. And I went online to see how many stores locally had it. All the Winn-Dixies in town got it. And a lot of other stores have it in stock now, too. How did you get into the booze business, baby?
If you know Big and Rich music, you know Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. And it says, we buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down. Talking about Crown Royal, which, mm-hmm, has always been the drink of choice for Big and Rich. And a few years back, I was thinking about this Crown Royal bottle. I'm looking at it going, Canadian blended whiskey. Yep. Man, I have sure had a lot of this in my lifetime. I wonder if there's such a thing as American blended whiskey. And I got really curious about that. And I went out to a few liquor stores and asked them, could they show me their American blended whiskey? And nobody had anything called that. And I went, well, this is interesting. Nobody's ever really attempted that. I'm going to see if I can do this, see if I can create a whiskey that's all American blended and maybe even be smoother than Crown. I wonder if it's even possible. So for 8 months in 2017, just kind of behind the scenes, I went to work on this blend with a master distiller. And by the time we got it done, I went, that might be the smoothest whiskey I have personally ever drank. I think people are going to love this. And I told my distiller, there's one last person I got to run this by before we put it out. And that's the most experienced whiskey drinker I know, my 86-year-old Granny Rich.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is she the one that's in the video that's on your website?
Yes. She's 86. She still works a 40-hour week in a business that she owns and operates by herself. It's an alteration shop. And I called her up and I said, Granny, I think I finally got this blend right on Redneck Riviera whiskey, but I need to know what you think about it. She goes, well, bring it on out to the shop. So I show up at her shop, and she just happens to have a shot glass sitting nearby because Granny likes to sip a little whiskey every now and then. And I pour her a shot. She's got a lit Marlboro Red between her fingers sitting at the selling machine. She takes that shot, and she goes, grandson, that might be the smoothest whiskey I ever drank. I said, can I tell America it's Granny Rich approved? And she said, it's Granny Rich approved, and blew a bunch of cigarette smoke right in my face.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to tell people to go to the website, RedneckRiviera.com.
RedneckRiviera.com. RedneckRiviera.com.
Okay, RedneckRiviera.com. Guide yourself along around there. Say you're over 21. And the next thing you're going to know, you're going to see this video with your grandmother on it.
Smoking in the bandit car, no less, right?
Yes.
She's like the granny version of Burt Reynolds pulling up to a liquor store, buying herself some Redneck Riviera. It's hilarious.
Yeah, there she is. The guy's coming out of the store right now with a couple cases of it.
That'd be enough for you, Granny.
I reckon that ought to do it.
I reckon.
Well, your grandma's a hoot.
Redneck Riviera Whiskey is Granny Rich approved. We came to
rock. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's good stuff, I'll tell you.
Dude, how awesome is that? So we launched it in January of this year. And we are now in 41 states, and Florida is the number one state in the U.S. for Redneck Riviera whiskey. It's being sold at all the Winn-Dixie stores, all the ABC liquor stores, Total Wine, and then it's in a ton of local stores as well outside of those big chains. RedneckRiviera.com, which you just are on right now, there's a red banner on that front page that says store locator.
Mm-hmm.
You just click on that and put in your zip code and hit enter, and it'll show you everywhere it's at. And I don't know if you know this, but 10% of every single bottle sold goes to the Folds of Honor, which is a group that puts kids through college who lost a parent in combat. And on Veterans Day this year, I'll be in New York City presenting a check to Folds of Honor on behalf of Redneck Riviera Whiskey that will fund over 30 college scholarships.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, you guys aren't, both you and Big Kenny aren't afraid to help out charities, and you guys are going to be in our area in February helping out a local charity that we have. And we appreciate that. And this is Operation Heartfelt, feeding little tummies, making sure that no kids go to school hungry. And you guys are going to be helping us out in February on that deal. And we'll be talking a lot more about that.
Yeah, we've got a show in Ocoee. And I'm also planning a signing as well. I'm going to go, and we'll be announcing this. I'll probably be calling you back when it gets closer to the date of November 3rd. But I'll be doing a Redneck Riviera bottle signing, and, of course, that's Folds of Honor. And then, yes, the Operation Heartfelt. You know, there's all these little kids that don't have enough food, and they're going to school hungry. And Operation Heartfelt is putting food in their backpacks and sending them to school. And, you know, if you're hungry, you can't learn. And honestly, in this country, the last thing anybody ought to be is hungry. So that's something that's really important to Big Kenny and I as well.
John Rich, thanks for taking some time to talk to us about Redneck Riviera Whiskey and some of the other great things you're getting involved with in our area, man. We appreciate you.